Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We're back here in the studio and we got lots of information for you. We have somebody here from Habitat for Humanity for Berks County, and I'm super excited to talk to him. There's a lot of stuff going on. Actually, they have a big event coming up. I think it's in April, if I'm not mistaken. I should know that because I think there's somebody like myself that will be on stage D that'll be doing the MC work. So we have Tim Daly here. He's the executive director at Habitat for Humanity of Berks County. Super excited to have you here because there's things that I know about Habitat and there's things that I don't know. And this will hopefully clear up some of my questions, because since I'm going to be emceeing the Birdhouse Challenge again this year, which was fun. That was a lot of fun. It's a great time. If you don't know what that is, you need to come and see it. And here's the information. I'm going to just read it off so I don't forget. It's April 25th. It's obviously coming up this April. It's 5:30, 8:30. It's at the Doubletree by Hilton. It's called Habitat for Humanity's Birdhouse Challenge. It is so cool. What was really amazing was, and you wanted to add something else on that or no?
No. It continues to grow. It's a great event. It's a good night out.
It is a good night. It is. It really is. I had a lot of fun. What's really cool is the originality of the birdhouses. Yeah. You have these people making these birdhouses, and some of them are just immense. You know, they're just and very creative, and it's really, I think it's worth it just to go see these birdhouses, and then you can bid on them to buy them and take them home.
Right. They're becoming works of art.
Works of art.
For lack of a better way to explain it. A friend of mine made one. He's a graduate of Villanova University.
Amazing.
He made a birdhouse of the Villanova basketball court.
Amazing.
And we've had woodworkers who have done astronomically beautiful pieces of wood.
Oh, I know.
Old men with beards and anything in between. So it's worth coming out to see. I know what we do the last couple of years, the Doubletree displays them in the lobby.
Yes.
For about a week or two, or maybe a week to 10 days before the event. And you do get a chance to walk around and take a look at them. But the idea is to bid on them, and the proceeds go to Habitat and the mission of what we do. But it's a great event. And, we get into, you're doing the whiskey pull.
I love doing that too. Nothing like being around the beverages, the adult beverages, right? That was fun.
What I really like about this particular event is not only the creativity of the birdhouses, but the realty community.
Yeah.
And the combination of housing and what we do and the realtors got together. And now, that's our signature event.
Yeah.
And it's being run through a committee with the right people who understand the importance of housing, the importance of home and all those other things. And that, to see you in a group get so,
it's
excited that night. And actually the committee during the period that we plan. It's really fun. I sit back and I'm blessed to be around people that are so inspirational. So it's pretty cool.
It is cool. And it's a great committee. I know that Cheryl Take Ash. She's amazing. There's a bunch of people in that committee. Susie's doing some marketing, Ray Design. A bunch of people in there doing a great job. So let's just go back though into, we talk about this fundraiser. And so what is that going towards? What is the Habitat for Humanity? A lot of people probably hear that name across the county, and it's like anything. We just asked, Michael Rivera, the commissioner of Berks County, what does a commissioner do? Seriously, a lot of times we hear these names and I'll vote for him, whatever. But what does he do? What does Habitat do? I know it does great things, but tell me what they do.
Well, the most important thing that I do is I sit in a chair and get out of the way of my staff.
So you're a good leader then.
They are great people doing great things.
Yeah.
But Habitat for Humanity is designed to recognize that there's an importance to a sense of place, a sense of belonging, and that given the opportunity, not that you need to have it, but given the opportunity to be a homeowner and embed yourself into a community, should not be just dictated by your economic or educational limitations. It should be affordable to a greater number of people. Now, this is not an organization who is going to move the needle on the homeless problem.
Yeah, no, okay? This is about people that have the desire. You correct me if I'm wrong, the desire and the passion to own a home.
Yes.
Now, how do we get them there? Right. That's the next thing. How do we get them there?
And our families are employed.
Yeah.
And our families have some issues concerning credit scores and maybe some debt, but they have the ability to come out of it.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we have a component called sweat equity. If you're a family and you're in the program, you commit to 200 hours of sweat equity. During that period, we work on your credit score recovery. You sit in a classroom and learn about all sorts of financing. I equate it to a freshman year of economics in college.
It's good stuff. And you know what? They're not teaching that a lot of times in school.
No, they're not. I mean.
It might be the first time they're hearing this stuff.
You're looking at somebody.
Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, people, it's amazing how many times we find out that kids in school and stuff, they can't write a check. Of course, checks are becoming obsolete now anyway, but they can't write a check or they can't address an envelope. Yes. You know, we have to make sure that we allow or show our children and our population to do these things. I mean, yes. There's times where it's necessary, you know?
Well, if you're going to be a member in the community, you have to know, you know, how the game's played.
Absolutely.
And these families come from generational renters.
Yeah.
And so what happens is the mindset is something where it's kind of like learned helplessness. They don't think they can get themselves to a point. And so Habitat comes in and says, if you work with us, we'll work with you.
Yeah.
Now, I think the marriage here, which is, I think, so appropriate for the city of Reading, is the majority of people in Berks County are high school educated or slightly below. And that's including Reading.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you look at that population, they're going to have a ceiling and floor of what they're going to be able to make in their professional career.
Sure.
And we're not pigeonholing anybody.
No, of course not. Anybody can do anything.
The numbers will say that.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking at $18 to $28 an hour with benefits working for a manufacturing company in Berks County, which, by the way, there's a healthy amount of those.
We got great jobs here.
Then, okay, where does that economy work? Well, it works when you look at the city housing because now there's three things that happen under the Habitat program. Number one, you own a tangible asset that's more expensive than your car.
Yeah.
And the second thing is almost all of our family, our homeowners, are paying less for home ownership than they were renting.
Absolutely.
And that includes the taxes and the monthly insurance.
Homeowner's insurance and things like that, yeah.
So now what creates in this family is discretionary income. Now I have an extra $125 to play with. Yeah. What do I do? Well, that goes back to the education of the financing. Now they know what to do.
Exactly.
And so with a 30-year mortgage, now they stabilize their debt. So I don't care what amount of money you make, if you're a bazillionaire or making 18 bucks an hour, you need those three things to be successful.
Absolutely.
Now, here's what happens.
Plus, also gives you a foundation. I mean, you know, you talk about rent, but, you know, rent is not forever. If I decide to sell the property as an owner, or if I decide I'm going to move somebody else in there, you know, what happens is you both the kids, everybody gets used to just never knowing where really home is.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I do know.
They don't know where home is. And that's just, that psychologically, it does not go well.
Our last Habitat homeowner, or the housewarming we had.
Yeah.
This is a woman who rented a house, her and her daughter. From 1 month to the next, after about 2 years of this, the owner said that the rent went up $400.
Wow.
So she got evicted.
Yeah.
And through the kindness of Craig Poole, he put her up at the DoubleTree Hotel.
I kind of remember this.
And we kind of fast-tracked her through.
Yes, yeah.
And we had a family who was doing so well that after 3 years, they were able to move and go better.
Yeah.
And she ended up buying that house, and that's a year ago.
I remember that. Wasn't she at the Birdhouse
she
Challenge?
She was at the Birdhouse Challenge.
That was an amazing story. I think there was a tear or two in the audience, but during that story.
And there should be.
Yeah, it was amazing.
This is how it works.
Yeah.
And we need to do more of it. Yep. And the concentration of housing that exists for this is only in the city of Reading.
Yeah.
And so it's time to re-energize and reinvest into that city housing stock that may not be the palatial places. There's other places in Pennsylvania, sure, in Reading or Berks County. But the fact is, this is functional housing that supports a lot of success because, again, the statistics say, as you said, when you have a place to be and mm-hmm. you have a sense of belonging,
yep,
your kids do astronomically better
absolutely.
Than if you're a renter.
Absolutely.
And then they become good employees for the businesses, and those jobs come with affordable health care. So at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're putting them on the path for them to be completely independent of the system.
Yeah.
And yeah. and boy, when they do get there, there's a light in their eye that, you know, nothing else turns out on like yeah. that independent.
They don't call it the American dream for no reason at all. I mean, there's a reason it's called the American dream. And it is the American dream. And, you know, that's what's really cool about it. And also just being able to repurpose some of the properties you were talking about in the city, you know, around the Goggle Works sure. and around different areas. You talked about Buttonwood Street Bridge, I think you talked about.
Oh, the Buttonwood Gateway.
Buttonwood yeah. Gateway mm-hmm. from West Reading. And taking some of those properties that are blighted, that are in bad shape.
Right.
And getting several of those done at one time and starting to create a community.
Right.
And that's what I think is important, is the more you can get done at the same time right. is good. Because now they have these stories too around each other. Yeah. You know?
And I've worked with the mayor. Mayor Moran has made a campaign promise. He wants to build stronger neighborhoods. And I'm on board with that
absolutely.
Idea. And we're out there working to try and get some of the control on the various sites of properties that are damaging the ability for the city to get better.
Right.
So, you know, in this relationship, you know, we're going to move forward on this. And,
good.
And again, there's an area at 9th and Douglas where the brand new school is going to be erected, and there's 1,000 kids going to be there.
Wow.
So that neighborhood needs, you know, some revitalization.
Yeah.
And so we're going to hit it on a couple of different fronts, not to bite off more than we can chew, but it's going to require the community
absolutely.
To get involved
yeah.
and kind of work with what we're doing, but do their own, you know, small businesses are going yep. to need to come in. We're going to, you know, some of the commercial buildings are going to have to be reinvented.
Yep.
So it's not me doing something. It's me doing one of many things that need to happen.
And we need it. We have a housing shortage. I mean, we talked about that. Inventory is a big issue. So, you know, this is where it starts.
Yeah.
I mean, years ago, like I said, 30 years ago, I mean, that was the city of Reading. All my sales were in the city of Reading. Mm-hmm. And I remember selling, you know, some of these townhomes for $39,000, you know, it's yeah. just incredible. And now they're going for $160,000, $170,000. Yeah, so that's are. The other part of the story, too, right. that I was thinking about when you were talking is that, you know, I have a show with Pete Heim that we talk about wealth and about wealth in the future and your retirement and things like that. The statistics show that the largest part of any person's wealth, typically from income level of $20,000 a year to $300,000 a year, the biggest part is their home ownership.
Yes.
Because their investments and all these other things are this little thing. And I keep doing this because there's a little graph that we had that we showed. So there's it's amazing. So that starts their wealth. Just think about if they would have bought that house at $39,000 30 years ago when I started. Mm-hmm. 30 years later, the house is paid off and they'd have $170,000 sitting there.
Well, let me tell
think
you,
about that.
Let me tell you the real story. Before I came to Habitat, a woman had a home she bought for $34,500 yep. on North 11th Street.
Yeah.
She had a 30-year mortgage. With what she was able to learn about economics,
yep.
she came into my office probably about a year ago and she paid off her mortgage.
Wow.
10 years ahead of time.
Wow.
20 years.
That's crazy.
And she told me she had the house appraised. $99,700.
Unbelievable.
So her and her two daughters, their generational wealth now
yep.
just is all over, you know, just
yeah, absolutely.
Went through the roof. And so that's the reality, how you do this. But you have to be stable and self-sufficient
yeah.
to experience that long-range investment. You
yeah.
can't be moving every 2
no,
years.
I so much agree with that. And I love that. I love the whole function of Habitat and learning about that. It's really cool. So let's talk about the store. You guys have this store. I know nothing about this thing. I just see it on things. Restore, it's called. Right. What goes on there? Is that's to help raise money for these projects?
Well, you need to go out there with all your money.
And start buying things, start right? Buying start buying stuff. I want to. I just never get time.
You got a lot of stuff.
I'm in this hole all the time. They keep me in this hole with Hugo.
The Restore is a it's an opportunity for Habitat to be a little more financially self-sufficient.
Got it.
What we've done at our Restore, because we have a lot of latitude about what we can do, it's not a junk store. It's not, quote, the secondhand store. What we've done is, and we do get donations, but we keep it in the theme of Habitat, furniture, household items, things like that. If you're gonna renovate a room or something like that. And it's our only opportunity to control our income, because other than that, we're looking at the flexibility of government funding sometimes and the donations.
Yeah.
And that's hot, runs hot and cold. But what we did about 3.5 years ago is we decided that along with that donation component, we were going to get into the liquidation world. So we started investing dollars into the liquidation model. So I'd say about 45% of our business now is brand new items that are coming through liquidation through any number of repackaging, discontinued, model, whatever the case may be.
There's a lot of stuff out there like that.
Brand new stuff and selling at prices that, you know, we're ahead of our competitors.
Right. And you still have a margin.
And we still have the margin.
Yeah, so the margin.
And what happens here is just like any good, and God bless the memory of Al Boscov, because he gave me a lesson. He came out to the store one day.
And he knows a little bit about stores. He knew a little bit. He still does.
You know, but it was, he said, get them out there, but then upsell when they get it there.
Oh, wow.
And he was right. So we decided that we were going to get some very good, attractive items. But once you're there.
Yeah.
All right, then
you hear this. This is how they get you. They hook you in.
We're going to upsell you.
That's interesting, and it's working.
It has worked, and people are now starting to see that donating their gently used items.
Yeah,
those things have another life in them.
Yeah,
and we keep probably I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of tons of things we keep out of the landfill.
That's just good too.
By doing that.
Yeah, it's great.
So right now we have small appliances, brand new flooring, and we have great furniture.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, I
have to come out and check that out. Yeah, because I see it all the time on different things and signs and things like that. But to go back to where we started, let's talk about this Birdhouse Challenge, because we're going to have to wrap it up soon. Okay. But so the 2023 Birdhouse Challenge, as we talked about, is here. It is. You want to talk about it again? Like, tell me more about it. It's the 25th. What happens there?
Well, what's going to happen is, you know, again, the realtors have come together, and for the last 7 years have been the committee that drives the success of it. And you've done a great job, and we're looking to get more people to come to the event. Last year, I think we had about 200.
Yeah,
we're shooting for 300 this year. So I'm really asking the public and especially the realty community to come on out, because on top of it being for Habitat, this is you too. This
Absolutely.
Is a direct reflection on how the realty community is sincere. In their investment into the community they work and live in.
Absolutely.
And so I want you to be as proud as a business as I am as the executive director. But it's a night where we get a chance to give you money and
you, it's
give,
fun.
You give us booze.
Yeah. That's
works
right.
for me.
Yeah, and then you can also bid on the birdhouses and stuff. And
you bid
so
on the birdhouses, and the food is excellent.
Yep,
I mean,
DoubleTree does it. Craig Poole and their whole team there does an amazing job. They're fantastic.
And there's great raffles.
Yep,
and some
liquor pool.
Yeah, liquor pool. Yeah,
yep.
There's just a variety of things that are well worth, you know, coming out for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And I know that most people go to maybe 3 or 4 things a year.
Yep.
I want to be in that 3 to 4.
Yeah. Well, I added you to my 3 or 4. I mean, I'm in there. It's one of the places I love to go now. It's really cool.
And it's not terribly expensive. It's $100 a ticket.
Exactly.
And we have an open bar for a period of time. And so it's a great time. And I hope and I encourage everybody to come out and, you know, for those who have been there, keep coming. For those who didn't, give us a shot.
That sounds great. Thanks for everything you're doing. I appreciate it. Thanks for everybody that's at Habitat for Humanity for Berks County there. We really appreciate it. That was a great show. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Tim Daly, the Habitat for Humanity. Make sure you go out to that Restore. That sounds kind of cool. There's all kinds of stuff there, too, you can purchase. And it goes towards a good cause. And I think we're on the right track. I really do. I think things are heading the right direction there. So that's about it. We'll see you next Thursday at 1 o'clock.